Stout. My name is Joshua Ragtail. I am here with my co-host,
Katie Gibraltar.
And we are here with our guest.
What's up, guys? I'm Jake Furry, number 17.
As you can probably tell from Jake's answer, we are doing a Zoom call. Just a little bit easier for everyone today. You know, we got a lot of stuff kind of going on and all that. So there might be some technical difficulties, hopefully not. But, you know, let's get into it. So, Jake, why don't you just kind of tell us a little bit about yourself, like kind of where you're from, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, so I'm from Orange County, California. I know, kind of weird as a hockey player, but yeah, I grew up there all my life. We're actually moving to Tennessee now, but I started playing hockey when I was three or four. My cousins played roller hockey, so I decided to hop in there, and ever since then, I haven't stopped playing. I love it.
So you said California. Is that like north, south? What was the kind of biggest city you're closest to?
So Orange County, so Anaheim Ducks would be the best thing I could tell you. That's Southern California. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's nice down there.
So are you a Ducks fan then?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Love. I was going to say, do you have a favorite player on that team? There's some good ones.
Oh, I like Jakob Silverberg.
Do you grow up watching them? Like, do you kind of remember what they're like when you were a kid? Did you go to any games?
Oh, yeah. We had season tickets ever since I was like 4 or 5. And I went to a lot of games throughout the season. That was when like Tame Nissalani was still on the team, and Scott Niedermeyer was actually still on the team, which he ended up being my hockey coach for, It was like when I was like 11 or 12, but yeah, that was pretty insane. It was cool to be able to go to the games as well as like see the players at the rink, because I played at the rink that they practice at. So it was pretty cool.
So how did he end up being your coach? Is that just because you said you were at the rink and it just kind of happened, or?
So yeah, it was funny. His oldest son is my age, and he played hockey, and he played like youth hockey. So we ended up playing together for, I believe, either a year, year and a half. And one of those years he was our assistant coach. So it was pretty cool to have a mentor like him there. Definitely helped me expand my game, but it was fun.
Yeah. What was like the biggest thing he taught you?
Ooh, I don't know. I would say he was a huge discipline guy. Like, penalties were not something he would let fly. He knew how to like calm down a group. We were get a hand. He was he's not the typical like NHL, like Hall of Famer you would like think he is. He's super laid back, like not a care in the world, but yeah, he's a cool guy.
So how did you end up at Alabama?
So my coach in high school was buddies with Kyle Richards, our coach last year. So I did lessons with him, and like he like basically like taught me a lot about the sport. And he was just like, hey, I know you want to go to Alabama. And I've always wanted to go here because, I mean, come on, it's Alabama. You got the football, like everything. And so Kyle basically just was like, yeah, like if you like him, then I'll probably like him. So the main reason was hockey, but also because, I mean, Roll Tide.
So what's it kind of like being this California guy? You know, we've got some guys from Canada. We've got some guys from up north. We just talked with Will Zeke, who's from Huntsville, you know, but you're kind of representing the West Coast. What's that like?
It's different for sure. Different in the sense of hockey. It's different playing with like those Canadian kids or like some of the West Coast kids. But growing up, like I played against them, so I know like I'm buddies with some of them. But coming to Alabama was different just because the Southern, it's totally different. Like just it's A and B, like, you know, but it's definitely cool. I like it. The weather's different, which I like, but I enjoy it.
Yeah, speaking of weather, this interview was originally scheduled for Wednesday of this week, which was all of the tornadoes and things like that in Tuscaloosa. So that's one thing you don't really have to worry about in California.
Yeah, definitely not that. We just got to worry about the earthquakes, which I don't mind, but.
You don't mind an earthquake?
The ones that we've had haven't been terrible. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but I was actually talking to my coworkers today that we were talking about it. We don't get a warning. We don't get like the sirens, like, you know, there's going to be a tornado. We just, it happens and it's kind of a duck and cover at that point.
That's scary.
Kind of going off of some storm sirens too. One of the bright spots from our season last year happened during a storm siren. You know, that win against Iowa State, I believe it was storm sirens were going off, you know. I kind of bring this up because that was kind of one of our bright spots of the year. And then, you know, what was that game like, you know? Like, didn't really win a whole lot last year, but that was like a good opponent. Team played really well, even though they lost the first game of the series too. You guys like hung in there, gave out your all that.
Yeah. So, it was interesting how it went. We were expecting it to get like pushed back or moved. Cause I believe that may have been the game the power went out. Was that it before the game or something? Maybe it was a different one, but, yeah, it was crazy. It got down to overtime. I just remember being on the ice. I believe it was me, Kalen, and I think Bowman or Illido were out there. And I just remember I coughed up the puck in like the neutral zone. And I was like, okay, I got to get this back. So I went to go get it back. I got it. I went to basically inside the blue line, gave it to Kalen, and he did the rest. And I was like, okay, hey, there we go. But yeah, that was cool. It was cool. It was weird looking out and you can basically see that the weather was not ideal, but it was an ideal game for us at the end. So it was cool.
You have a go-to celly when you score. Like, what's your main thing you do?
I don't really have a main thing. I'd say if I were to pick my best one, I'd say the one where I held up the jersey with the A. That was cool.
That on the Instagram, that's kind of like,
yeah,
plastered on there with that one. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's the picture. It's cool. Yeah, I like that one. But no, I mean, I don't know. I don't have a go-to. I kind of just do whatever happens in the moment, whatever I'm thinking. So
who on the team has the best one, you think?
Ooh, the best one? I would have to say last year, Nick Messina, when he scored the shootout goal and he did the bird. Like the little wings. That was cool. I like that one.
You may need to kind of get your own celly, you know, that you go to, because I want to say that you were our points leader last year, right? I know that you were at least up there. It's hard to tell kind of exactly what happened at the end of the year because ACHA is not very good at keeping stats or anything like that. But I always remembered, you know, like bringing you up on the broadcast, or you were kind of one of our more like consistent, like, scorers, or you did at least kind of get it in there. I think it was you and Nick Messina, like a great, like kind of two guys, always kind of count on them.
Yeah, it was me, Nick Messina, and Taylor Bowman were on a line. And those, I mean, you guys know those kids are, they're very good players. So it was cool to be playing with older guys like that. It definitely boosted my confidence. So that helped a little, but as far as stats go, we kind of just look at the stats as a win loss, and it wasn't the best season, but I'll tell you this right now, the boys are ready for next season. We're ready.
You excited for first year of the Tesorero era?
Yeah, I'm excited. It was a bummer this year. Obviously, but yeah, the main thing is keeping the cardio up. It's kind of hard. I'm not looking forward to the tryouts because it's definitely, well, I guess I am, but I got to get in shape.
Do you run, or you do find other forms of cardio?
I run sometimes, but I just think it's so boring, to be completely honest with you. we go to skate sometimes. I mean, it's kind of hard right now because of COVID, but I want to try to get some of the guys that start playing tennis. Me and one guy last year played, and that's some cardio, and it's fun too. So we'll see.
You think you're pretty good, or are you kind of just hitting it around trying to make something happen?
I'd like to say like I'm okay, but we have some good guys on our team that know to play. So
really?
I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I'll get better.
Okay.
Yeah, I played with a couple last semester, and they're not bad.
You mentioned talking about how playing with older guys kind of boosted your game, and obviously you're a junior, right?
Yeah.
So you've kind of probably stepped into a little bit of a leadership role this semester. Yes, no?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We're not really familiar with who's coming up freshman wise. So the new guys. So now we'll have freshmen next year and sophomores. So we know some of the guys from our skates, but we're not too familiar with them. So we'll have to see on that one.
But you guys have a big junior class, right? On the team?
Oh yeah. I believe it's up there. So this next year is going to be a big year for Alabama hockey.
I was going to say, what's the camaraderie like with you guys? Obviously you're not like skating as much in locker rooms, but I've heard from talking to a couple other guys that y'all are all hanging out all the time. That's got to bring some maybe competitiveness and other things and fun and all that kind of stuff. So just kind of fill me in on that.
Oh yeah. We're together all the time. I mean, I live with the president, Trey Howes, and then everyone else has their roommates or hockey players. So, but the thing we've gotten into, most of the guys, I'd say like more than half of the team, is golf. We've been playing golf, and that's definitely a competitive sport when it comes to hockey players in the off season. So yeah, we've been playing that a lot. It's kind of tough with the weather, but it's definitely keeping our competitive spirits up there.
You guys watch the Biz Nasty Spit and Chicklets Sam Bagger Invitationals?
Oh yeah, we love that. Yeah, we all talk about it. Yeah, we love those guys and their podcast.
As much on the golf course as you do in the locker room and on the ice?
Oh, I feel like way more. I feel like way more, especially because we're not together that much. So we got it. I mean, not as much as we were during the season. So we got to get it in when we see each other.
The Capstone, 90.7 FM, WVUA.
So you mentioned that you are a junior on the team. You've been here through some like pretty interesting times, you know. Kyle, like the first 2 years were with Kyle Richards. Or are you a junior? Was last year your junior season, or are you just a junior this year?
So I'm a junior, but I transferred here last year. So last year was my first year here.
Where did you transfer from?
I went to school in California, like a little community college school, and just worked. And because I thought I was going to play junior hockey, which is like before college. And then I decided against it. So I kind of took a year off and just trained and then came over here.
I know that a couple of the guys that I've talked to, they have done junior hockey before. Like Trey's mentioned it. Kaylin's done it. Do you think that what was it kind of like not doing that and kind of taking your path to get into collegiate hockey?
Yeah, it was different. I mean, obviously since I was a freshman in high school, I thought I was going to do that and all my buddies did it. So it was definitely a bummer, but at the same time, I wouldn't change it just because I not only grew as a hockey player, but I grew as a person in that time that I stayed home and kind of worked and went to school. So it was weird. It was weird not having my buddies there because back home I had some pretty good players that I played with. So it was tough to keep the skill level up there, if I may say, because there was no one there that I could go up against. So, but yeah, like I said, I wouldn't change it for the world.
So you've at least got one more year to play hockey. I don't know exactly what the situation is, you know, with the COVID postponing the season and all that stuff. You have at least one more year. After that, are you like thinking of trying to go pro at all, you know, like SBHL or ECHL or one of the European leagues or anything like that?
No, I think I'll probably just hang them up and stick to beer league. We'll see what happens after this next year, if I have to come back for a fifth year, an extra semester, I'm not sure, but yeah, definitely after my collegiate career, I'll say I think I'll hang them up.
So what's your major? Like, what are you studying?
So I'm a business management major. I'm all online just cause, COVID is mainly all online, but I started last semester just because I don't know. I like it a little better.
That's hard to do everything online. I mean, everybody's kind of gone through this a little bit, but the curriculum seems like it would be easier, but it's tough. It's tough to manage things when you don't have a set schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely tough. I mean, it's all self-control and planning ahead. I started in high school, so I was aware of what I needed to do. So, but I definitely like it. It gives me more time to work. I work like 35 hours a week. So it's definitely, it's good in that aspect, but it is tough. You're right.
What's it like having to juggle 35 hours working a week, online classes, and then, you know, throw in eventually when we start practicing again, you know, having to go up to Pelham, you know, a couple of times a week to go and practice? You know, I know that I think that practice times last year were pretty late, right? Like 8 to later, like for the different teams and stuff.
Yeah. So yeah, last year we had practice. I believe it was like our latest one was like 9:15 to 10:30 or something. So that was tough. But as far as juggling all that, I'd say I'd cut down my hours when practice starts, but it's definitely a lot. I got to use those weekend days that we're off or those bus trips, those 10-hour bus trips to just grind it out. I got to get that done during that time. So I could do it, but it's tough, but I like staying busy.
So you're a guy that does like homework and stuff on the bus and like gets stuff done. You're not jacking around, watching a movie, maybe playing cards at all. I think we were talking and Will was like, he does the same thing. He tries to get stuff done, but it's kind of difficult when you've got so many people distracting you.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm tough at sleeping on the bus. So, when the boys pass out, then that's when I bring the computer out. But no, we definitely got to have our fair share of cards and other little fun games we play on the bus. So it's tough to manage that, especially with these guys. We get a little rowdy sometimes, but it's fun. We make it work.
What's the most fun or most exciting road trip that you guys have taken?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I would say probably the, I believe it was Missouri State. We had fun on that trip and, it was a cool, I don't know if you guys heard about it or anything, but they packed their barn. They had a full stadium. So it was fun to play there. I believe we may have lost both games there, but, it was still a blast. Yeah. It was super fun.
It's always good when you can kind of get sent home with the loss or whatever, but still say you guys had a good time, you know, that's a good environment.
At the end of the day, I mean, we're playing the sport we love and at one of the biggest schools in the United States. So it's hard to complain.
I think it'd be good. Or I think we're okay now to kind of take a little bit of a shift to some NHL stuff. You know, I know that wrote some, prepped some questions for us. So, you know, why don't you take
I don't know what you guys are watching. If you're keeping up with it, like weekly, daily basis, but, Ovi just passed Philip Esposito on the all-time goals scored list. And this is like a big debate between me and my friends that watch it, because we've all talked like, is he going to pass Gretzky? He's getting up there in age. It's kind of like, I mean, he's a 50 goal scorer a season. So it's kind of interesting to compare and see. He's at 718 and Gretzky's at 894. And he's getting, like I said, he's getting up there. So I was just wondering, do you like have an opinion on that? Like, what do you think about it?
Oh yeah. I mean, we definitely keep up on it to answer the first question, but I don't know. That's a tough question. I mean, he's a good player, but yeah, he is getting older. I've also seen a couple videos of him on the power play. He just kind of sits there and waits for the pucks. I mean, they give it to him, but at the same time, I don't know. That is, I'm not quite sure how old he is, and that's what, like around 270 goals he needs, or 170 goals he needs to get. So
it's an interesting,
I don't know. We'll see. I would hope so.
I think it'd be sick. Also, I just have to ask, McDavid or Crosby, or should I even compare the two? Like, they kind of do.
No, McDavid.
Okay, good answer.
McDavid. Yeah, he's going to be an insane. He already is, but he's going to be an insane player. I'm not. I don't want to like hurt anybody's feelings, but I'm not the biggest fan of Sidney Crosby.
Gotcha. Yeah. That's okay. So, not everyone can be.
Yeah, exactly.
That will hurt Delaney's feelings, I know, because I know she's a big fan.
Oh, I know. Well, yeah. So. Yeah. Speaking of that, she made that back there. Isn't that pretty cool?
That's sick. Yeah. I was looking at that earlier when you first like popped on screen. She's pretty.
Yeah.
For those of you who will probably be listening to this, there's a mural or painting behind Jake's head in their apartment that shows him and Trey Howes. Is there a guy on your left or?
It's just us two. Yeah. Yep.
Shows them kind of looking up out over the hockey rink and stuff. So it's really nice.
Yeah.
I have like one more, I don't know. Let me see which one I should do. Okay. So on Wednesday, the Rangers beat the Flyers like 9-0. And that's kind of interesting to me because you don't see that too often now, like really high scoring and especially like a shutout because goalies get better, nets get smaller, pads get bigger. Like it's kind of trickier to manage to score that high, let alone like Mika Zibanejad, I got a natural hat trick. So I was just wondering like your, not like take on the, I guess your take on the evolution of the game and like what you kind of think about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's rare. It's definitely a rare one. I mean, when we look at goalies, we look at the differences in like the pads, and we were talking, and we just, me and my buddies, we were talking about how goalies used to not even wear helmets.
Yeah.
I mean, that's absolutely insane. But now I definitely think it's harder. You see more 3-2 games, 2-1 games. But when you see a 9-0 game, you're kind of like, oh, dear. That's concerning for that squad. But I know the Flyers are good this year. So maybe they just had a little fluke night, a little off night. The morale was not high in the locker room that night. I'll tell you that much.
Oh yeah. I think that's it for.
Yeah, here's a question too. Is Gritty the best mascot in the NHL or?
Gritty is a savage, but, I would say, I mean, I got to stick with the Ducks. Wild Wink, come on. That's a cool looking thing. But Gritty is funny. I like him.
Gritty's terrifying.
Like, yeah.
That's got to be the stuff of kids' nightmares, I swear.
Oh, yeah.
They did like a little Twitter series where he was going up to the bubble in Canada for the playoffs. And he somehow got lost and ended up in like Toronto, Ohio or something like that. Or just something like that. I can't remember exactly where it was, but it was pretty funny.
Yeah, that sounds like Gritty.
Kind of wrap it up, I guess. We've only got I only have the Zoom meeting scheduled for a couple more minutes. So, a softball question, not even related to hockey at all. In fact, it's related to a different sport that's kind of going on right now. It's March Madness. It's day one of the round of 64. Have you filled out a bracket?
No, I haven't. I don't think I can't now, but Yeah, I don't watch basketball that often, but I'm rooting for Bama. SEC champions. We're a championship school now, not a big deal. But yeah, we'll see what happens. I know Gonzaga is pretty good.
26-0.
I'm not sure who else. That's about it. So we'll see. Yeah. So, I don't know.
And so speaking of championship school, is hockey going to be the next ones to kind of follow up the championship school thing, right?
I mean, I hope so. You guys know too, we got Liberty. They're an absolute wagon. They're very good, which that was a fun trip too. Going back to the other question, that is an insane little setup they got there, but we'll see. I mean, I hope so. We got to grind it out.
Right, Kat, do you have anything that you'd like to add?
I'm chilling. That was great.
Jake, do you want to say anything to close us out?
Thanks for having me. It was pretty fun. I definitely have to go listen to some of these. I mean, yeah, they seem pretty cool. I like it that we're starting a podcast, get some viewers too. But yeah, appreciate you guys for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on.
So those of you at home, you've been listening to Iced Out, hosted by my name is Josh Ragsdale and
Katie Gibraltar.
And one last time, our wonderful guest this week was
Jake Furry, number 17 on the Alabama Hockey Club. Roll Tide.
All right, thanks for listening. See you guys next time.